News release. Department of Transportation. The U.S. Department of Transportation, USDOT, has announced that the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, will receive a $14.4 million Rural Surface Transportation Grant under the Multimodal Discretionary Grants Program, MPDG, toward the planned 2025 rebuilding of M-72, M-22 in Traverse City and Elmwood Township. This project is an important one to not only the greater Traverse City area residents and commuters as this area continues to grow, but also for the movement of goods and tourism traffic coming to the region from throughout Michigan and beyond, said State Transportation Director Bradley C. Wefurik, P.E. MDOT is grateful that importance is recognized by the USDOT, and that this funding will ensure this project can be completed as planned. MDOT plans to rebuild a 2.2-mile section of M-72, Grandview Parkway, from Division Street in Traverse City and M-22, Bay Shore Drive, to Cherry Bend Road in Elmwood Township in 2025. The roughly $19 million project includes removing the concrete and composite, asphalt over concrete, pavements and restoring the surface condition and ride quality to good condition. Drainage improvements, including curb and gutter, storm sewer, and culverts, replacing sidewalks and non-motorized paths, upgrading sidewalk ramp to Americans with Disabilities Act standards, building a roundabout at the M-72, M-22 intersection, upgrading Cherry Bend Road traffic signals, and improving driveway access management where possible. The USDOT's Rural Surface Transportation Grant Program supports projects that improve and expand the surface transportation infrastructure in rural areas to increase connectivity, improve the safety and reliability of the movement of people and freight, and generate regional economic growth and improve quality of life. The M-72, M-22 project is also slated to receive $2 million in grant funding through the Transportation Alternatives Program, TAP, to support non-motorized aspects of the work. MDOT is continuing to refine designs for the project, guided by input received from the public during two public meetings and comments submitted through the project website. Final plans are expected by mid-2024, with the project put out for bids in the fall. Construction is planned to start in spring 2025, with work spanning most of the construction season.